So for the JavaScript Innovation Award, JavaScript, we are going to talk about the nominees of October. They were voted on November, then in December the results come out, so we can talk about them. And Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Share the screen. So the first one I'd like to comment is a package named Require Dialog Ajax Content, developed by NDP Tricks from Romania. And what this package does, it retrieves the contents to display in a dialog from a server. Basically, a dynamic where it retrieves it via Ajax request. So this could be used also like loading a template or dialog from other remote source or something like that. So that's this one. That's why I like this one. And Andy got one book of choice by PACT for this package. The second one I wanted to comment is a package named JavaScript Holiday Dates by Pierre Paul from France. And basically, this package extends the date object, the JavaScript date object, where it provides an example, where it basically calculates the holiday days. Let's see, unfortunately, you can see the call here. You can see like get Easter, get back, and you know what's the holiday is. But basically, yeah, there are some holiday names where you can provide them, how to calculate them.
Yeah, because those are holidays. They always happen, but there is some kind of formula to calculate them because they are related. They are
like first Sunday of the for that month and something like that.
So there is a way to calculate them, but not exactly a fixed day in the year.
Yeah.
So that one is from Pierre Fouque. Okay. So on my behalf, I would like to comment an interesting package. Let me share the screen here. An interesting package from Pierre-Henri Soya. He developed a way to retrieve data from GitHub profiles and repositories. So it sends HTTP requests to the GitHub API to retrieve several types of information. And this is interesting because GitHub is a very popular project by many developers host their projects there, and with this package you can retrieve information about those projects.
So a developer can like implement in their website to display all the repositories they maintain and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So on my behalf, that's open up because it's there are only three packages. So let me comment now on the Innovation Award ranking. Ranking for 2014. So we have already ended the year, but there are still some votes to compute. But so far, the leader is Thomas Bjork from Sweden, and followed by David Castillo with, Thomas had four packages and 15 points, David Castillo two packages and 13 points, Pierre Fouque three packages and 12 points, Jamie Bow four packages and 11 points, and with Jordan Marmolejo two packages and 10 points. And them and several other authors with one or two packages and less points. In terms of countries, so far France continues to lead. It is in pretty good shape to win the Innovation Award of the year by country. There are five packages and 21 points. Then they're followed by Sweden, four packages and 15 points, by mostly, practically all by Thomas Bjork. And then Mexico with two packages and 13 points, Spain three packages and 12 points, Canada four packages and 11 points, Italy three packages and 8 points, Hungary two packages and 7 points, India with two packages and 6 points. Then Colombia with one package, 5 points, and Brazil one package and also 5 points. They are tied. So we still have 1 month to go. I mean, for computing the results, because the nominees of December were announced just a few days ago, and they will be voted in during December. I mean, during January, and then in February the results come out, and then we have finally the final list of winners by author and by country for 2014.
So what to do to other authors? Will there be the similar contest this year?
So what do you mean?
Well, should they start submitting for the new year country?
Sorry, I did not listen.
Like will there be the award winners by country of 2015?
Yes, of course. Actually, it is already started because all packages will be nominated by the end of the month. So if they are published or read in January, they will be nominated, of course. So now let's talk about the Innovation Award of the PHP site, PHP Cross site. And to zoom here, but it's a bit slow. So we are going to talk about the winners of October, which were nominated in November, and then in December the results come out. We had 11 nominees. It's quite a lot. It's great to see all this action. So, Arthur, which one would you like to comment?
Okay, first one that I would like to comment on is a package named PHP Check Resource Usage by William Sambramus from Iran.
Yeah. And, can you increase the zoom level?
More? Like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Basically what it does, it queries the usage of the server, the where PHP runs, like CPU, hard disk, and there is also a demo, for example, where you can see what kind of information is provided. So it probably uses some kind of native components because you can't do that with, I think that with plain PHP. Do you know more about it? No?
Yep. Sorry?
Do you know more about how he actually does it? Because it can't be done with plain PHP, right? You can't query the some server load or something like that.
I think it may be using some external programs. Or in Linux, I think there are some virtual files that you can query and obtain the CPU load.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't need an external program because you can open those resources as files.
Yeah. And Puya received PHP Storm IDE for this package. Okay, and the second one I want to mention is PHP Webcam Fetch by Mike Grobo from Germany. And what this package does, it fetches the images from remote webcams, which is quite uncommon for PHP, but okay, it also makes sense that it's a remote webcam, because would need to fetch from other some other server probably. And here's an example how you can use it. Probably basically it's a specific webcam that has an image and which is to query and then deliver to the website, to the server. But still, it seems kind of interesting. And Mike got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly. Other components I wanted to comment on is first one is Unique by Michele Locati from Italy, and what it does, it localizes numbers and days, basically provides localization using Unicode common locale data repository. Repository of the all the different values formats for different locations, and it uses it to localize the numbers and numbers and days.
Yeah.
You can also see that it's probably imported from GitHub because it kind of cover all configuration files and stuff like that. It's interesting. The first time I see something like that. So yeah, that was the component by Locati, and he got one audio copy of PHP Deep Professional for it. Next component I wanted to comment is that PHP backup files to FTP by Everton Roster from Brazil. So basically, this this package, what it does, it sends a zip file to FTP server as a backup, and it also looks through if the upload was successful, and then compares if zip it correctly. And Everton got one copy of PHP, basically PHP for Visual Studio. And the last one I wanted to mention is PHP Ping Trace Route in DNS by from France. And basically, this package can send ping requests to determine if the server is in the and perform a trace route of async TMP request messages. And it's not done in PHP. Oh, it also can get the location of the addresses using the GeoIP extension, so yeah, quite functional to determine map the network, determine the server is working. Okay, I think that's it from my part.
Well, from my part, I also wanted to mention several packages. Let me share the screen here. So the first one I'd like to mention is PHP Word Frequency Analysis by Alejandro Mitru from Argentina, and this package is very interesting. There are several other packages to extract frequent terms from packages. But this one is interesting because it could extract frequent terms, not individual words, but could be multiple words. And it is interesting, although there are similar packages, but with other limitations. And for now, Alejandro did not yet pick his prize, but there is a delay. There are so many winners. The previous winners that got in and greater positions are still picking the prizes. So I hope they can be patient, but their turn will come. So the another picture though, the comment is one unusual one called PHP Historic Timeline Generator. It can render images with a timeline of historic dates. This is better shown with screenshot, as you may see here. It's quite neat. You have a timeline of different dates, and then it puts renders labels on diagonal, and it's very interesting. You can build nice timelines if you want to generate timelines for showing in articles or things like that. So this one was developed by Ihor Komin from Ukraine. Congratulations for his contribution. The next package I want to comment is also an unusual one. It's a PHP Waker on LAN. Waker on LAN is a signal, a packet that I think it's a packet that you can send to your network to wake up computers that were sort of sleeping. And this is interesting because
not only sleeping, actually, the computer can be completely turned off, but
yes, of course.
Network card is listening, yeah.
Right, it can use the network to send simple commands to turn on and off the computer, and this one can be it uses just PHP to send those packages. And this is interesting, a package from Radovan Janjic from Serbia. Another interesting package that I want to comment, it's a package to called PHP Boolean Search String. It can convert Boolean text expressions and combine them to form a search expression with the syntax of Google. And this one is from Hemant Kumar Tiwari from India. And this is another unusual package that we got here. And for that, it was nominated. Another interesting package, this is called PHP Service Locator Generator. It generates classes that are used to locate service classes based on configuration files. This is basically implementation of the service locator design pattern. For those that are fans of design patterns, they will certainly appreciate this package. It's not a small package. It has 178 files, although half of them are documentation, but it's a reasonably elaborated package. And it's from NVB from Germany. I'm sure this is not exactly his real name, but that's the way he is identifying himself in the site. And finally, I would like to comment a package named PHP Weighted Voronoi Diagram. This is a variant of the Voronoi Diagram. Once again, it was contributed by Kyo Wang from France. He has been contributing many packages for geographic purposes. So this one, I think it is for that same purpose. So basically, those are the nominees. Now, let's talk about the rankings of the Innovation Award of 2014. By country, by author, Ki Wang is leading. He's in pretty good shape to win the Innovation Award of the year because he has 8 packages and 42 points, and he still continues to send innovative packages every month. Second place, Orazi Prince from Italy, 3 packages and 24 points. Poya Sabramoz from Iran with packages and 22 points. Patrick J. Lasso from Spain, 2 packages and 20 points. Jacob Fogg from United States with packages and 19 points. Wap Morgan from Russia, 2 packages and 16 points. And with Gerald Marmolais, 3 packages and 16 points. Everton Rosa with two packages in 14 points, Rashak Shahan packages in 14 points, and Habius X finally in 10th place from Iran with one package in 12 points. And this is leading to a very interesting ranking by country, because the lead country, which is in pretty good shape to win the Innovation Award, because there is only one remaining month to be accounted, and Italy is leading with 9 packages in 66 points. But Iran comes right after Italy with 7 packages in 65 points. And, I think looking at the nominees of December, which is the last month to be accounted, there is only one nominee from Italy, none from Iran. So practically Italy have already won by country. Although the results will only be officially announced next month, I think by country is pretty much decided that Italy will win. Still, Iran has made a great effort. Many authors participated to achieve this result, and they almost got ahead, but did not make it. But still, it's great because they sent many great innovative packages. Then in third place.
One thing that you can finish with the third place. It's about what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Sorry?
You see that France is in third place, but if you look in the author table, then Chi Huang basically rocks the top of this year.
Yeah, yes.
It was not enough to bring the France to the first place, so it's really a team competition. You need more members.
Exactly. That's precisely that's a very good point that you bring in, because the idea is the authors collaborate and encourage each other. So the more authors participate, the greater are the chances to win the Innovation Award. And I think Kiwong is in pretty good shape to win by author individually, but he sent 8 of the 11 packages that France got to be in this position. So, as I said, it was not enough. Well, maybe next year, France developers, as well as other countries, can organize and get also in a good position. And then Spain comes with 8 packages in 47 points. Brazil with 8 packages is 42 points. United States, 6 packages in 42 points. India with 5 packages in 31 points. Russian Federation, 4 packages in 30 points. Romanian 3 packages in 17 points. Germany finally 4 packages in 17 points. Well, this has been a very exciting competition this year, and I hope next year we'll get even more interesting packages, and maybe authors can communicate, organize themselves, and give them ideas to each other. Also, take advantage of the package recommendation system, because sometimes there are some requests for packages that do not exist. They can take ideas for innovative packages. And from what I could gather, in December it was a sort of weak month, because it's practical holidays, and there are not so many packages being submitted, but right now in January there is a boost of new packages. Many of them are innovative, and it seems that 2015 will be very promising. And let's wait and see.